Air Defense Systems, Zelensky tours Baltic states appealing for more weapons. By Oliver J.J. Lane on January 11, 2024. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has arrived in Latvia, the final stop on his Baltic mini-tour as he attempts to drum up further support and particularly more missiles for his nation's taxed air defense system. Ukraine has proven stopping Russia is possible, but it badly needs modern air defense systems. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said as he tours European nations again, seeking more arms for his defensive war against Russia. His visits to the first two tour stops, Lithuania and Estonia, were fruitful, with new support packages announced, and he arrived in Latvia, the final stop, on Thursday afternoon. As ever, requesting more air defense missiles was a major focus of Zelensky's trip. He said on Wednesday while in Lithuania that while we have proven that Russia can be stopped, that deterrence is possible, the country still lacks modern air defense systems badly. They are what we need the most. Nevertheless, Zelensky acknowledged there were already shortages and producing more advanced missiles in a hurry isn't something Western defense contractors were necessarily geared up for. He said, "Warehouses are empty. And there are many challenges to world defense." Seeking to overcome this, Zelensky has been trying to persuade Western defense businesses to set up shop in Ukraine itself, and had some success with this program yesterday, as the Ukrainian state defense company signed deals with four Lithuanian defense firms. In Latvia on Thursday evening, President Edgars Rinkevičs said he was preparing a new support package to Ukraine including 155mm ammunition, anti-tank weapons, missiles, grenades, helicopters, drones, communication devices, generators, and equipment. The Lithuanian president Gitanas Nausėda hailed Zelensky on Wednesday and said his country wanted to see Ukraine's complete victory in the tiring conflict as soon as possible. Lithuania pledged $220 million in new support for Ukraine. The president of Estonia, where Zelensky traveled on Wednesday night, said the West had done much to support Ukraine but it should do more. President Taylor Karas said, "There is the hope that this will remain the last military aggression in Europe, where someone wants to dictate to their neighbor with missiles, drones and cannons what political choices can be made." Estonia pledged $1.3 billion over the next 3 years. The trio of Baltic states are considered stalwart allies of Ukraine given their own history of being invaded and occupied by Russia. A shortage of air defense missiles and launch systems is a long-term issue for Ukraine, which is surrounded north, east, and south by hostile territory and consequently has a considerable area to defend from incoming drones and missiles. The asymmetric nature of Russian strikes is also felt, as million-dollar missiles are used to shoot down cheap, mass-produced attack drones. This has also featured in the tactics of individual attacks, with waves of drones sent first to exhaust air defense batteries, and missiles following behind. Drone and missile warfare has become a primary element of the Ukraine war, and especially now as the conflict has bogged down into a 21st century version of trench warfare. Strikes have focused on seeking out energy and other civilian infrastructure as winter sets in, with Ukraine reporting some of the heaviest bombardments of the war to date hitting its cities far away from the front lines.